This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has carried out an unprecedented, wide-ranging incursion into Israel, killing more than three dozen people, while Israel has retaliated in Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
אזרחי ישראל, אנחנו במלחמה, לא במבצע, לא בסבבים, במלחמה. הבוקר חמאס פתח במתקפת פתע רצחנית נגד מדינת ישראל ונגד אזרחיה. אנחנו בתוך זה משעות הבוקר המוקדמות. כינסתי את ראשי מערכת הביטחון, הנחיתי קודם כל לטהר את...
I apologize, that was not the report we were looking for. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called for an immediate stop to violence in Israel and Gaza Saturday, which has reportedly killed hundreds of people across both sides of the border, according to a spokesperson. Speaking on behalf of Turk, UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell said via video news conference on Saturday that Turk was shocked and appalled by the latest escalation and urged both sides to de-escalate.
This attack is having a horrific impact on Israeli civilians. Civilians must never be the target of attacks. He notes also that Israeli forces have responded with airstrikes into the densely populated Gaza Strip, reportedly killing at least five people. The High Commissioner is calling for an immediate stop to the violence and appealing to all sides and key countries in the region to de-escalate to avoid further bloodshed.
Officials in Afghanistan report at least 15 people have been killed and 78 injured after an earthquake hit the western part of the country Saturday. The U.S. Geological Service said two 6.3 magnitude earthquakes struck at about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat, close to the border with Iran, at about 11 o'clock local time. The officials said a number of buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and five other senators arrived in Shanghai Saturday at the start of a three-country tour that has also taken them to South Korea and Japan. Meeting in Shanghai with the city's Communist Party chief, Chiang Hsien-ning, shortly after the delegation arrived, Schumer said the U.S. does not want to decouple from the world's second-largest economy, but seeks a level playing field so that American companies can compete freely. Schumer also accused Chinese companies of fueling the fentanyl crisis in the U.S.
This is not the government, but this is Chinese companies. They are fueling the fentanyl crisis that is poisoning communities across the United States. Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl, and the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated, come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer said he believes the fentanyl issue is one on which China and the U.S. can work together and make progress. Friday, former U.S. President Donald Trump endorsed U.S. Representative Jim Jordan, a member of the far-right Freedom Caucus in the House, to fill the now-vacant Speaker of the House position. As House Republicans struggle to decide on a new leader, U.S. President Joe Biden said he's willing to deal with whomever they pick. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hours after his predecessor endorsed Jim Jordan as the next House Speaker, the president was asked if he could work with the fiery House Judiciary Chairman who's helping lead a probe of the Biden family.
For some people, I imagine it could be easier to work with than others. But whoever the speaker is, I'll try to work with.
At the same time, he's urging the House GOP to not again put the country in a crisis mode. Days after averting a government shutdown, the president notes there are only 40 days left to reach another funding deal.
It's time to stop fooling around. House Republicans, it's time for you to do your job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial will continue as scheduled next week. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Trump lost an attempt to stop the trial in New York while he fights a pretrial ruling that could strip him of Trump Tower and other marquee properties. An appeals court judge agreed he can remain in control of the holdings for now. The ruling came 5 days into the start of the trial. The former president was in the courtroom for the first 3 days.
I'd rather be in New Hampshire, South Carolina, or Ohio, or a lot of other places, but I'm stuck here.
Trump is accused of routinely deceiving banks, insurers, and others by exaggerating the value of assets on his annual financial statements. The judge ruled last week Trump committed years of fraud. Donald Trump has denied any wrongdoing, arguing that some of his assets are worth far more than what's listed on the statements. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.